This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
Still trying to not live up to that.
And we're doing a good job of it so far.
Day 7 of AirVenture 2021.
Oh, boy. This is the
What
final
a long,
road.
Strange trip it's been.
It has.
And joining us.
And that long, strange trip is a long, strange individual that we've had a lot of fun with.
Mr. Caffeine, Vic Krause.
Good morning, boys. Always good to be here, but can't believe it's day 7. Stunning. Absolutely.
It went fast.
How about that air show last night, Eddie? You stayed up, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, he came out on the field and fell asleep.
I did.
Did he? during the nuclear bomb.
During the fireworks, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just
okay.
Drifted off.
Yes, indeed.
Did you see the lightning bolt with the skydivers?
I did not.
Oh, my God, that was incredible.
Is that right?
We were looking straight up at him, and it was right directly above him. It shot across the sky. I was like, oh, wow.
Crazy. Yeah, so, that's the headline on the paper. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure
exactly.
Was.
Let's talk numbers up there.
Oh, boy, we killed it. Oh, we killed it.
Well, don't kill it completely.
So
we need it for next year.
You guys remember how this tram started, and it was a pretty humble beginning. Even people hear that word all the time, but I mean, we started out with a Red Flyer wagon and a Simplicity track garden tractor and took two kids around at a time. No, it wasn't that humble.
Oh, you stole a golf cart.
Yeah, that was it. We saw one with the keys in it.
Yeah.
But we really did start out with a real small footprint here, and back in the day, we didn't even get a line item in AirVenture with the schedules. We had to totally self-promote. And to the point where I would be scurrying around on Warbird Alley and approaching total stranger families, you know, a man and his wife, 2-3 kids. I'd go, hey, you guys, there's a tram leaving in less than 4 minutes. There's seats available, take you all around the thing. You guys, if you got time, you're on your, you know, you're in. Seated,
well, they knew you were legit because you weren't wearing a raincoat or anything.
Nothing like that. Yeah, that. But, oh, gee. But anyway, no, we would hustle them right off Warbird Alley and get them on the tram so it didn't go around with only 4 people on it. You know, it was really, you know, it was a real struggle. And like I say, we had no promo, no. I went around putting flyers up down in Camp Scholler and putting stacks of flyers in all the bathrooms. I mean, every, you know, trick in the book,
to
get visibility, but it was all the hard way.
Yeah.
Well,
so now you're an overnight success after 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, no, it's 12 actually.
12
yeah.
years.
So here you were talking to numbers, and back in the day, not that many years ago, you know, we were like ecstatic if we did like 350 people a day. That was like, man, we were killing it. Well, let me tell you something. I added up all 6 days, right? We're just a little south of 10,000 riders.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And when you take and look at the tram as it circulates through that serpentine path, imagine the number of impressions the tram itself makes, because it is a piece of eye candy to start with. A big Warbird tram sign. It must run about 15 feet long on the roof. And then the big panel on the back with all our sponsors. I mean, it is very, very visible on the Warbirds ground. And with 3 of those babies running nonstop, back-to-back, it's just like that's all you're seeing is these trams. But people have loved it. Not a single complaint. And we did all this with one rain day that really stalled us in the morning. Remember that one?
Yep. Whichever. Mm-hmm.
And then we had 2 flats that had to be changed on the fly out in the field.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looked like an Indy race car team, you know, when that thing getting flipped up. But and then what else did we? We had one medical fella in the line, hadn't been drinking water. He's in his upper 70s, and he needed a little oxygen. And but we went through all of that and still had a terrific year, great year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a lovely success story.
So, yeah.
And next year you're going to have 5 trams, and you're going to put 30,000 people through.
Yeah, you know, in a minute I'll tell you a little bit of scuttlebutt I heard this morning. And it's been something I've been incubating for a couple of years, but somebody actually vocalized the idea without any prompting from me. I'd never spoken to them about the
thought. No money changed hands?
No money changed hands, which for a Chicago guy is pretty rare.
Yeah.
nevertheless... I'll lay it on you. So I'm sitting there having coffee, and one of the lead guys, I won't say who, he might get in trouble even uttering the statement that he did, but he said, you know, said it'd really be nice if there was Warbird Station.
There you go.
Where
Where the tram loads and unloads?
Yeah, where it's more of a semi or permanent station.
A dedicated facility.
I think you should make it look like the train stations when the guys were shipping out.
You know what? We could let your imagination run wild.
Yeah.
And while this while these radio waves are beaming around, if there's any potential sponsors that would love to see their brand combined with, you know, so-and-so Warbird Station, how cool would that be?
That would be wild.
Yeah. I'd like that.
And so, I think you should really go all 1940s, everybody working the station in period dress.
Why not?
Make it feel like their soldiers shipping out.
You could just make so – we make a lot of fun out of it. But, you know, we're on grass. You know, if it rains, it's mushy. You know, all the stuff. It's there's hardships, but we still put on a fabulous experience for people. But just imagine how that would be.
Okay, next year you got to write me in because I've not been able to get up there yet, but I will.
We could make it the Digital Dave Warbird Experience.
The Digital Dave Warbird Experience.
There
but
you
the,
go.
The problem is that nobody would be on it because he missed it this year.
Because my head would be too big to allow anybody else in the car. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, anyway, I'm excited. Like I said, me and Joe Gelhar, my co-guy, he's the best. And him and I have been, because every year we have to dismantle it, ship all the stuff into different buildings to store it. The next year you come back, it's like you can't find it because somebody in the meanwhile moved something somewhere because they needed space. This time it was 2 years and like, oh my goodness.
Right, nobody could even remember what you had to find.
Oh no, you know what? We have a locking cabinet where we secure, you know, wristbands and things like tickets to the dinner and banquets and stuff that's really a valuable asset. You want it under lock and key. Do you think we could find the key?
Nope.
I thought you were going to say we couldn't find the cabinet.
Well, we found the cabinet all right, but we could not find the key. But we did eventually, someone in the management team had a key on his ring from back when in 19. Thank goodness we went out and made a half a dozen copies, so we'll go through that again.
Anyway. Yeah, you know what's going to happen with that, all half a dozen of those copies, they'll wind up in the cabinet when it's after
right.
It's locked.
Yeah, that would be my story. Absolutely right.
So would you be able to use your Warbird Station as your post-event storage?
You already picked up on exactly what the other gentleman said to me.
Yeah.
Said that in that case we could store. You know, the trams themselves are a tremendous amount of eye candy. We put horrendous amounts of work in those. The graphics, the decal, all the die cuts. I mean, they're 4 feet long, takes two guys to put them on, and it's an arduous job. But when you're done, it looks spectacular. You don't want to leave that out in the weather.
No.
You don't want to let that sun just UV that vinyl to death. Those things, I've used vinyl decals on the SNJ5, my About Time, and they're still gorgeous. They're 25 years old, but it's kept in a hangar.
Right.
It don't sit out and bake. The only time it does is if it's up here. So, yeah, it would be terrific for post-event storage of the trams themselves, of all the trappings. And obviously we would box things up, but it wouldn't be such an arduous job of transporting it here, there, and everywhere, and then hoping it's there when you get back. So I'm really excited. This ain't something that's going to happen, you know, overnight or maybe even next year. But, boy, to hear somebody else say it and somebody else, you know, that's in the upper echelon of management around here is pretty exciting to hear.
Well, we'll put in a word with Jack for you.
I was going to say, this has the other possibility. How about Digital Dave and Fast Eddie live from Warbird Alley?
No, Warbird Station.
Warbird Station. There it is.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
All aboard.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. We actually use a bell now, you know, two-minute bell. You guys got the 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We got a ding, ding. That means the narrator's got to, like, you got 2 minutes. We got to load. But did I mention one quick thing? And thanks to all my people and all the volunteers and everything they've done for 12 years. So I'm up at the bar last night at the big awards thing. All of a sudden, people are going, Vic. I go, what? I'm getting a wine. And they're pointing to the screen. And up on the screen, Bill Fisher's got my name. Vic Krause, the Presidential Award. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And
nice.
I didn't even get my glass of wine. I didn't have to.
Oh, what a hardship.
You know, I had a chance to get on a microphone. Poor them. And so it was pretty cool, and I thank everybody that made that happen. That was great.
Well, you've put a lot of work into it. Your crew has outdone themselves. Warbird area this year was just stellar. So many motivated people, and the tram ride, the narrators, the drivers, even the ground cooperated.
Absolutely.
Even the ground cooperated?
Yeah.
Nobody fell into it?
Nobody fell into it. It didn't rise up and smite us on the ride.
Okay. Wisconsin, an interesting state.
Yes.
This is something that happens a lot.
No sinkholes. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, would you like to come back for the next segment? We'll talk about something slightly different involving warbirds.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's do that. Why not?
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.